I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. This is a special edition. At first, I laughed when I saw stories about Paleolithic eating until I started reading about it in depth and decided to try it because the recipe sounded so good. So despite the branding, really, they're doing that to simplify, to explain it. Paleo cooking, it's really eating clean and fresh food, it turns out. No crazy additives, gluten-free, dairy-free, and natural sweeteners like stevia, honey, coconut sugar. Well, in Alana Amsterdam's hands, the gluten-free, dairy-free diet is terrific. She uses, in place of grains, almond flour, higher protein, that's lower in carbs, substitutes that in, and these are all widely available. It is great for baking. It tastes delicious. Coconut milk, I drink it. I use it in tea, hot chocolate, all this in baking here. So all this has an effect on the metabolism. So the weight just kind of falls off, and it's without going on a crazy short-lived diet. Protein and vegetables. I eat as much as I want at meals, and I snack this way in between. And I just read the Clintons are eating this way also at the advice of President Clinton's doctor. Our metabolism doctor, Reza Yavari, likes this way of eating. So some recipes to talk about with our returning guest, Alana Amsterdam. Her paleo bread, this is gluten-free, really good. A blend of almond flour, flax meal, coconut flour. Great consistency, no kneading, no necessary rising. You just pop it in the pan and bake. A great sesame noodles using almond butter and kelp noodles. Honey lemon chicken with garlic. Sheila Lukin's chicken marbella, remember that? With the sugar removed and the flavor pumped up. Greek turkey burgers. A gluten-free coconut macadamia tart. Flourless gluten-free brownies. These are rich and dark with chocolate and it's low sugar. This is delicious food. Paleo cooking from Alana's Pantry. We will send this book to your door. The woman is a terrific cook. Gluten-free, grain-free, dairy-free, using higher protein substitutes like almond flour, honey, coconut flour, coconut milk. Delicious. Welcome back, Alana.
Thank you so much for having me, Faith. It's great to be back with you.
What is the deal? If you had told me that I could have these desserts, I could have all this stuff, the bread, I could have everything, and the weight would fall off. What in the world is happening? What, is this from just from eating protein and vegetables?
Well, I think eating protein and vegetables is the way the diet and the food that some of us were really meant to eat. People like yourself and myself do much better on a Paleolithic diet, the diet of our ancestors, because my belief is that some of us just don't have the genes to digest all of these modern foods and all of these incredibly modern chemicals that come with modern processed foods.
You know, Alana, I actually... I can digest anything. I like this way of eating. It is delicious to me. And as it turns out, it seems to be helping in the weight category because I as you can imagine, taste and test a lot of food. So that's not a bad deal. So let's get into the thing that I like about what you have done is I know, and you've been on the show before, you like to, if you would explain, to test these recipes and tweak them until you don't have a sense anything is missing. It just tastes good. So tell me about your philosophy that way.
Well, I guess my philosophy is that while people like you and me are eating clean, we also don't want to give up flavor. So I do test and test and test. Sometimes I'll test a recipe 25 times so that I can get it just right. Because when we're not eating just plain meat and plain vegetables, and we are indulging in maybe a paleo pancake or a slice of paleo bread, which are, for me, indulgences, I'm really sticking to protein and green vegetables. I do want it to taste every bit as good as the real thing, the quote-unquote real thing. And so a lot of testing work goes in to reinventing my favorite comfort foods into new classics.
So yes, we are going to get, as the hour goes on, we're going to get to flourless nut-free brownies, an upside-down apple tartlet. We're going to get to your Caesar dressing, a bacon tart. Yes, you can make all these things. Chicken salad, chicken gumbo, honey lemon chicken, Sheila Lukin's wonderful chicken marbella with the sugar taken out, and so the flavors get punched up, believe it or not. Stuffed mushrooms, an avocado kale salad. I want to start, though, as you do in the book and the way we do each day, you figured out how to make these great bagels. This is blanched almond flour. You can now get this anywhere. Golden flax meal, get it anywhere. Coconut flour, baking soda, sea salt, some eggs. That's the concession on the dairy. Apple cider vinegar and some poppy seeds. Mm-hmm. And this is simple, right? Just in the food processor it goes?
In the food processor it goes. I don't use yeast. I haven't eaten yeast for probably 15 years. It doesn't really agree with my constitution. And I also,
why are these rising?
They're rising because there's a combination of baking soda, which is base, and apple cider vinegar, which is acid. And it's funny because my children will do little experiments where they put those two ingredients in a bottle and shake it up, and it's very exciting. And if you throw them in the food processor together when you're making this recipe, you'll see that they
the
are
bubbles
combining and reacting, and that's what helps the dough rise.
Ah, paleo pancakes. If you're eating in this clean way, you do not want to feel that you're being deprived again. And so, and you do a strawberry applesauce as an add-on for this. But again, the almond flour and flax meal, the coconut flour combination, some baking soda, sea salt, eggs. You use Spectrum all vegetable shortening.
Yeah, I use the palm oil shortening.
Okay, and honey, apple cider vinegar again. That's where you're getting the rising and a little bit of coconut oil as the fat. Mm-hmm. We're hearing more and more about the benefits of coconut oil. I love that. And they fluff up. That's the thing.
They do. They're amazing. I made them yesterday for my children. Fortunately or unfortunately, my older son had 8 friends sleep over. So we had a huge pancake party. And I made the pancakes, and the boys made, they just took a bunch of bags of frozen organic berries that I had in the freezer and put a little apple juice in it, and that was their sauce.
And if you want to do maple syrup, which is a natural thing, of course you can.
And they did. They also, some of them did maple syrup, and some of them made this fruit sauce, and it was a phenomenal pancake party. Only my one of those children of the 8 is gluten-free because he has ulcerative colitis. And then my son has celiac disease, and I have celiac disease, but I love it when all the other children who are on normal, quote-unquote, diets are eating the healthy food that my older son and I need to eat and have to eat to stay healthy.
And I want to turn right to one of my favorite things, which is a blueberry coffee cake. This is for the cake, the blanched almond flour, baking soda, salt, eggs, the all-vegetable Spectrum palm shortening, coconut sugar, vanilla, frozen blueberries, if you have fresh, lucky you, and then the topping, which is coconut sugar, the blanched almond flour, and so that is low-carb, higher in protein as a flour. That's a great thing, and ground cinnamon. So you get that streusel topping, you have the fruit in there, this rises, and imagine bringing that to the table. And again, you're working on keeping the flavors strong, powerful, delicious. Blueberry coffee cake. This is all grain-free. This is gluten-free and naturally occurring sugars. So honey and stevia and coconut sugar. So this is really, really great. And the metabolism seems to like this. I know mine does.
Yeah, I think that the gluten-free diet became kind of a big fad about 4 or 5 years ago. And it's funny because it seems like the paleo diet or the grain-free diet is becoming a bit of a fad now as well. It was mentioned, I think, as one of the top 30 diets for 2013 by U.S. News & World Report. Now, it's interesting when these diets become fads because it means that enough people are following them and getting results to create mainstream awareness. And I think the reason that the paleo diet or the grain-free diet is becoming popular and that people are getting results from it is because it's the diet of our ancestors. And when I say that, what I mean is We did not have grains until 10,000 years ago.
10,000 years, though, that's a lot of adapting.
Well, actually, it's not, because if you look at the fact that we did not eat grains for 3 million years, that's just, if you put our existence on a football field,
I see.
It's less than 1 yard that we've eaten grains.
Oh, and it's you're so clever.
Almost 99 and a half of not eating grains.
Alana, let me say something to you about this, because, yes, 10 pounds flew off my body in a minute, but I am not going to stick with a way of eating unless I feel that there's a good health component and I feel good and it tastes good. I am just not going to stick with a diet that doesn't have those three components. And that's the reason that I am doing this, and it's delicious. So breakfast sausage, making your own sausage, I love that, without a lot of fuss and casings and all that stuff. So organic ground pork or turkey, depending on your persuasion, some minced fresh sage. That's such a gorgeous flavor when it's fresh. Minced fresh rosemary, a little bit, just a tablespoon of honey, sea salt, freshly ground black pepper, and a tablespoon of olive oil. It just gets combined in a big bowl, and then out comes the skillet.
That's another really easy one and super tasty one. And you can make it with pork or turkey, which I love, because we don't bring pork in our house because we're Jewish.
Okay.
I've heard, though, that the ones with pork are amazing. My family loves the turkey in this. And I have a lot of readers, actually, that find that the paleo diet can be very heavy in pork and bacon. And I have a lot of Jewish readers who are so happy to find paleo grain-free food that they can eat also.
Yeah. We're going to get to your famous paleo bread recipe, because this is a thing if you're eating grain-free and gluten-free, how to get a good bread. And I know a lot of people have been raving about this recipe. It is, in fact, terrific. So we're going to get to that after this break. Alana, please stay where you are. We're going to tell you how to have this book sent to your door. And I can't actually wait to send this to your door, because I've had such a good time with this book. I love eating this paleo way, I have to say. And so for a $60 one-time contribution, or if you'd prefer $5 a month, we would be delighted to send it your way. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. And I'm with Lee Newton.
And we are so excited about this book, Paleo Cooking with Alana's Pantry. This is a book that, of course, she has numerous recipes. They are gluten-free, dairy-free, grain-free, but they are certainly not taste-free. This is delicious cooking and so many wonderful recipes. And you can pick up this book and, of course, support Faith Middleton's wonderful show at the same time. It is such a great thing to do. The number to call is 1-800-584-2788. As Faith said, this book is available when you join us at $5 a month as an ongoing monthly donor, or a one-time gift of $60. And boy, you are doing something great for yourself, because there are 144 pages of delicious recipes here. Breakfast, bread, crackers, vegetables, so much. So call the number right now, 1-800-584-2788.
We're going to be talking about the paleo bread, as I mentioned, paleo tortillas, an avocado kale salad. We're going to tell you how to do her stuffed mushrooms. Yes, stuffed with meat, and they're so good. Sesame noodles, you think you can't have those? Yes, you can. Pad Thai, one of my favorite things to eat on earth. Honey lemon chicken, a great, great chicken salad, rosemary lemon chicken, a shepherd's pie, a bacon tart. Imagine grain-free, dairy-free, and gluten-free on this. So it's fresh eating and clean with vegetables and protein. Eggs are the exception, where you get to have a little bit of dairy. So I will tell you throughout this hour, 1-800-584-2788.
And when you decide to adopt, you know, a new diet like this, sometimes the hardest part is getting your loved ones on board, getting your mate, your kids. Well, you hear Alana saying she had 8 young boys gobbling up these delicious pancakes. That's an audience that is not easy to please. So you know that if you pick up this book, Paleo Cooking from Alana's Pantry, that it is going to give you the tools that you need to take on this diet, to do it right, and your family, you're going to lose weight, you're going to see that metabolism kick in, and you're going to feel so good that you're doing something great for yourself, and you're supporting WNPR, the station that is such a great resource for you. So do it right now. The number to call, 1-800-584-2788, $5 a month as an ongoing monthly donor, or $60.
And here comes the paleo bread recipe. We're going to get to the tortillas and all the entrees coming your way in about a minute. Yes, we will send this book to your door, and you can pass it on to someone you care about. I ran into one of the editors at Fine Cooking Magazine and her husband, and I said to him, well, aren't you looking trim? I said, what are you doing? And he said, we are eating paleo. And I said, what is that? He said, we're having some fruit, we're having vegetables, and we're having meat. How much do you eat? I said to him. He said, I eat till I don't want to eat anymore at the table. And then that's it. And I snack this way. And he said, it's fantastic. It's delicious. I mean, an editor at Fine Cooking Magazine is eating this way. Amazing. And I told you about the results for me, 10 pounds in about 5 minutes. So here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. I like these recipes in Paleo Cooking from Alana's Pantry very, very much. And so we're going to go right back. Thank you in advance for supporting the Food Schmooze here on WNPR and everything else you hear. All the people here are working so hard to make this radio programming and online site just for you. Thanks. Beans and cornbread. I'm Faith Middleton. Here we go. Alana Amsterdam is with us. She's author of Paleo Cooking from Alana's Pantry. Really, this is gluten-free, grain-free, dairy-free recipes, with the exception of eggs. We're going to lump eggs into dairy, even though a lot of protein in those eggs. The almond flour, the coconut flour, the flax meal that is used here, now widely available. You can get these really anywhere. The almond flour, for instance, much higher in protein, lower in carbs. This makes so much sense. I find these recipes very delicious. That's why I'm eating this way, because it's delicious. Alana, your paleo bread. This is the tough thing if you're gluten-free or you want to cut back on the grains. How do you find a bread that is good, that is the texture you want it to be, where you don't say, what is this substance that I'm eating?
Exactly. We definitely don't want to eat bread where we say, what is this? Is this bread? This isn't, which really means this isn't bread. And that's why I spent so much time creating my paleo bread recipe. And it's so versatile. I've had people tell me that they love it toasted and dunked mm-hmm. in their coffee in the morning, or use it for a chicken salad sandwich, or just for a basic peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's versatile, like the same way regular bread is versatile.
I want to tell you a story. So here's your bread. I went to this fabulous place, burgers in New York City. It's called Umami Burger. There is a line for 2 blocks down the sidewalk. That's how good this is. And I thought, I'll have my burger on the plate because I like eating this paleo way. I do miss the bun, Well, guess what? I can walk in the door, it turns out, with the paleo bread and say to them, hey, I'm eating this paleo way. And they say, oh, a lot of people are. And I say, well, here's my bread. Please toast this and please make my umami burger on this bread. Fantastic.
Oh, I love that story.
Here's the other added thing. I'm not much of a baker, and I don't want to stand around, proofing and doing all that stuff you have to do with bread. So I'm always looking for these quick breads. So this is, you're oiling the pan with a little coconut oil. In the processor, you pulse together your almond flour, flax meal, coconut flour, baking soda, and salt. Then just add in the eggs, the coconut oil, the honey, and the vinegar. Pulse it. It's combined. Then you just scoop the batter into the loaf pan. You bake it for 35, 45 minutes. The knife comes out of the center clean. You let it cool for an hour in the pan, and you are ready to serve that warm bread. If you must, you could go at it while it's hot. That's a thing that I would do. Paleo tortillas, if you're a taco lover. These I have brought to my favorite taco stands, and they are happy to do it. So paleo tortillas, coconut flour, baking soda, eggs, a little bit of olive oil, just 4 teaspoons. I mean, 1 tablespoon plus 4 teaspoons, freshly squeezed lime juice and water. And there you go, in the processor again, and you're all set.
Yeah, those are fantastic. And we have a neighbor, as I mentioned in the book, a cute little story that is, he's not gluten-free, he's not grain-free, he's not paleo, he's just a teenager. And he ate an entire batch one time when I made these and told me they were better than regular tortillas, which I thought was just adorable because, again, teenagers are pretty honest taste testers.
Well, the best tortillas are made by mothers and grandmothers in the back of the kitchen and in their homes. Really, that's essentially what you're doing here. Nut-free crackers, garlic crackers, no time to go into all of these, olive oil thyme crackers. We're going to get into a little bit of the vegetable section. I'm going to hold off, though, because I want to get to the entrees. I want everyone to hear that you can make the greatest entrees here. So, and by the way, can I add that this book, since it has come out now and it's fairly new, is now a New York Times bestseller. So we would love to send it to your door. 1-800-584-2788 for a contribution of $60 or $5 a month. The honey, let me get to the honey lemon chicken. I love
those. Oh, that's one of our favorites. The juices from the chicken caramelize. And my son insists on having the dish that the chicken was baked in near his spot at the table so he can keep scooping the juices from the chicken dish onto his plate, and then he dips his chicken in it. He's slightly obsessed with it. It's funny. So is my best friend. She just loves coming over when we make this.
So you have got a whole chicken and some olive oil and a little bit of honey and sea salt and lemons and onions and garlic. You can bake this. You could do a little bit of fast on the grill after you're done to give it that caramelization if you want. Or you could, you know, do the whole thing off to the side on the grill and get it all crunchy, crispy on there. You've got a chicken gumbo, a chicken salad. Your chicken salad, by the way, is done with a cooked shredded chicken. One of my favorite things to do is to go get a rotisserie chicken when I have a busy night. Some celery, some apples, fresh parsley, Dijon mustard, sea salt, pepper, lettuce, and your paleo mayonnaise. And how do you make your paleo mayonnaise?
That's really easy, actually. It's so funny because people are often in the habit of buying store-bought mayonnaise, but mayonnaise is so easy to make. All you do is whiz up egg and olive oil basically in the blender, and I like to add a little apple cider vinegar for flavoring and some sea salt for flavoring, and this really takes about 3 minutes to make. You're going to spend like 3 minutes cleaning the blender and 3 minutes making this, and you're literally done. It's a 6-minute project. And then I store it in the refrigerator in a glass bottle, and it keeps for about 5 days.
Okay, so your chicken salad, but let's get to Sheila Lukens, who was a dear friend of mine. For those who don't know, Silver Palate. Sheila Lukens passed away, unfortunately, at a young age, and I still use her cookbook. Chicken Marbella. I think all of us in the world seem to have made that dish. And what you have done is take her classic recipe and pull the sugar out of this recipe. And so it means that the olives and the prunes, that the flavor of those gets jacked up, I notice. And so this was very, very clever to do. So skinless chicken breast, boneless, prunes pitted and halved, green olives pitted, honey, olive oil, capers. Oh, I love this. Apple cider vinegar, fresh garlic, dried oregano, bay leaves, sea salt, pepper, a fresh flat leaf parsley. Great for a party, people coming over. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. This is a great dish for the Jewish holidays. And at the last Jewish holiday, my mother-in-law and I were comparing our menus, and we both had chicken Marbella on the menu, on our menus without even having planned it. It's just really festive, and it tastes incredible.
You have a rosemary lemon chicken with boneless, skinless chicken breasts, olive oil, fresh lemon juice, fresh rosemary, sea salt, and pepper. So simple.
That is my older son's favorite. He always says, Mommy, will you make the rosemary lemon chicken? Now, I'm making him sound like a 3-year-old. He is 15 and a half.
Yeah, well.
But he's loved it.
I love it,
he
too.
Was little.
Sesame fish sticks. I grew up on fish sticks. I, you know, sometimes wish I could have gourmet fish sticks to this day, but I go into the freezer section and they're pretty bizarre. So here is a wild cod, filet, eggs, sesame seeds, almond flour for dusting, coconut flour, sea salt, a little bit of olive oil, coat them, the crunch on the outside from the sesame seeds, you coat them. Grown-ups and kids alike will think these are the best fish sticks in the world.
They're so good. They're really crunchy. They're tender on the inside and crunchy on the outside. That's another one that my children ask me to make every week.
Greek turkey burgers. I haven't met a burger, if it's made well, that I don't love. I love Mediterranean flavors, so this, I'm all about this Greek turkey burger. Ground turkey, a medium zucchini that is shredded, about a cup of that, some minced onions, some flat-leaf parsley, some eggs for binding, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, that's all, dried oregano, Spice Hunter Greek seasoning, if you have that, fresh pepper and sea salt, and there you go. Now, I do cheat a tiny bit. This is my one concession. I put in some Kalamata olives.
That sounds amazing.
And a sprinkle of feta, because I think I can have this one time.
Delicious.
It's really good. Really, really good. I'm so glad you made a paleo burger, and you can do those on the grill.
Oh, yeah. They're phenomenal. If it's cold weather, they're phenomenal fried up in a cast iron pan on the stove, and they're also amazing on the grill.
I came to your recipe, and I thought, no, you can't have a bacon tart. How can you do... If we're eating paleo, how is this possible? And we're talking with Alana Amsterdam, who is author of Paleo Cooking, New York Times bestseller. It's out. It's gluten-free, grain-free, dairy-free recipes. Delicious. Her game is to work as hard as she can. There's a reason this is a bestseller. She works as hard as she can to make her food taste like the real thing without additives. This is about eating fresh, eating vegetables, and eating protein. It turns out to also be gluten-free, grain-free, and dairy-free. And as I said, without even trying, 10, 12 pounds came off.
Wow.
My friend at Fine Cooking Magazine is eating this way with her husband. They had the same thing happen. We eat freely. We don't worry about amounts. And so the bacon tart, you use organic bacon,
yeah,
scallions, eggs, fresh salt and pepper, and you have a recipe for a shallot tart crust using your special flours. And I could not believe that this was a recipe in your book.
Yeah, I love this because aside from the tart crust, there's 5 ingredients in your bacon tart. And I also want to note that, again, we make this with turkey bacon, but I've heard it tastes amazing with regular pork bacon. It looks so elegant at a brunch or a dinner party, and it's so easy to make.
There's a green frittata. There's a marinated flank steak. And then we get into all your dressings and sauces, again, made with the healthiest ingredients. Gluten-free, grain-free, dairy-free recipes. I find that my metabolism was revved up. I felt really pretty terrific, you know, so I felt there was a health component here. And also, I have to say, delicious. And that has got to be present for me, for it to be a way of eating, a life style that will continue on, not just a fad diet. So, Alana, please stay where you are. We're going to take a break to tell you that we can send this book straight to your door to someone you care about. 1-800-584-2788. $5 a month. It is our thank you gift to you, or a $60 one-time contribution. Bring your charge card to the phone. Lee Newton.
Yes, and I tell you, any cookbook that has a bacon tart in it, I am in.
Me too.
It looks so good. And I just have to tell you, just looking through this beautiful cookbook, it is a soft cover book, lots of beautiful color photographs. And one thing I also notice is that the recipes, there's usually only maybe 5 or 6 ingredients for the majority of these. These are simple. These are perfect for the novice cook, or if you are skilled and experienced at cooking, this is going to be great for you too. But either way, you're going to get started on a great new diet. You're going to feel better. You're going to see your metabolism revved up, and you're going to do something great for WNPR at the same time by supporting this great programming. So we encourage you to do it right now. The book is available For a gift of $5 a month as an ongoing monthly donor or a one-time gift of $60, you're supporting the Faith Middleton Show here. Do it right now. The number to call, 1-800-584-2788, or go to WNPR.org.
Nothing makes us happier on this show than to turn you on to great things. That's what this is all about. If you're an online person and not used to making a phone call to do what you're talking about and you want to go online, please go to WNPR.org. You will see how to take advantage of our thank you gifts, especially Alana's paleo cooking. So you can do it that way if you want, or call us. There's a paleo shepherd's pie, Lee. And remember, they've been the South Beach diet. And right. Instead of mashed potatoes, they had that cauliflower puree. And that was delicious. Mm-hmm. You thought, really? This is cauliflower? So that's what she's done to make her paleo shepherd's pie. This is protein and vegetables, fresh eating. So cauliflower that's coarsely chopped, olive oil, onions, carrots, celery, organic ground beef, chicken stock, fresh pepper and sea salt. Into the processor it goes, and you have a paleo shepherd's pie. We've recently done a lasagna this way, and it was amazing. There's a salmon salad. There's a bacon tart I told you about. There is the green frittata. We're going to tell you how to make the Caesar dressing and these desserts. The coconut cream tart, the coconut macadamia tart crust, peach cherry crisp, strawberry rhubarb crisp with coconut topping. Unbelievable. And the shallot tart crust if you want to do something savory. This is really great. So, paleo cooking coming your way, $60 one-time contribution or $5 a month. Here is the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788.
And Alana Amsterdam is an author, a New York Times bestseller. That's what this book is. And she's a very popular food blogger. But as you hear her speak, you can see that she's also a busy mother. She knows what it's like to have a busy lifestyle, to try to put meals together at night and how difficult that can be. But she has made this cookbook so easy for anyone with a busy lifestyle. So if you want to do this, you've been thinking about adopting that paleo diet, this is the way to do it. And Faith Middleton has gone through, she looks at lots of different cookbooks, and we know that, and she has chosen the very best one, the one with the most delicious recipes. So you can trust Faith. You know that this is where you want to start if you want to take on a new diet like this and get your family on board. $5 a month as an ongoing monthly donor, $60. We will send you the best tool to get you started with Paleo Cooking with Alana's Pantry, and you're supporting WNPR. So do it right now. Of course, you can visit us online, WNPR.org. Click on the Donate Now button, or if you prefer, go to 1-800-584-2788 and make your contribution that way.
Gluten-free, grain-free, dairy-free, amazing recipes. I'm telling you, it is delicious. It's a wonderful way to eat. I've been eating this way for quite a number of months now and just loving it. I'm as surprised as anybody is how much I love eating these meats and fresh fish and fresh vegetables and using these high-protein flours to make baked goods and these chocolate brownies. Where do you hear about these? Oh, they are so good. 1-800-584-2788, and thanks. Middleton, and this is a special edition of the Food Schmooze. I'm with Alana Amsterdam, returning to our show. She's author of this New York Times bestseller, and I see why, because the recipes are great. Paleo Cooking from Alana's Pantry, gluten-free, grain-free, dairy-free, and you're using these almond flours and coconut flours and natural sweeteners like stevia and coconut sugar, great fats. I just can't believe how not deprived I feel. So, Alana, I want to just touch quickly on mentioning the vegetable dishes in here because I want to get to the desserts. I kept saying, no, this brownie is unbelievable. Avocado kale salad, primal coleslaw. So the kale salad, you know, the usual suspects, what you would think is so good. Primal coleslaw, which is green cabbage you grate with carrots, your paleo mayonnaise, apple cider vinegar, honey, and sea salt. You do bitter dandelion greens for a change. A cauliflower rice. Tell us about this. This is so clever.
Oh, cauliflower rice is one of my favorite dishes. You are trading high carbohydrate, starchy white rice, a grain, for a superfood, cruciferous cauliflower. And what you do to make this cauliflower rice is it's quite simple. You chop up a head of cauliflower, throw it in the food processor using the S blade, the regular blade, and it pulverizes the cauliflower into tiny little pieces like rice. And then just using a little olive oil, you saute up the cauliflower in a pan, and you have rice. I love making it also into rice peel-off.
Isn't that the best thing?
And rice peel-off, again, is another one of those super festive dishes that's fantastic at a holiday table. We love serving it. My mother-in-law and I both, again, always serve this at our Jewish holidays.
So with this, you're doing coconut oil with onion for the peel-off.
In the cauliflower rice, it's olive oil and an onion, and I add a little celery also.
But in the peel-off.
But in the peel-off, it's coconut oil, onion, the cauliflower, and then currants and sliced almonds.
Isn't that good?
So
very,
good.
Very clever.
I'm actually going to make some of that tonight for dinner.
Ah,
one of my favorites.
Well, I'm officially starving. There's a paleo. There's a paleo fake potato leek soup. So leeks, cauliflower, chicken stock, sea salt, fresh salt and pepper, a little bit of just a couple tablespoons of cauliflower oil. So it's the cauliflower in here that it masks and is the source of the thickness of this. And
again,
with
we're calling it paleo quote potato unquote potato leek soup because instead of using starchy potatoes, which I don't eat, I've used cauliflower. So you're trading in a starchy food that's not as nutritionally dense for a superfood like cauliflower. And the cauliflower is the white vegetable that becomes creamy in the quote-unquote potato leek soup.
And I, growing up, was not a great fan of cauliflower. And so I find that when you're roasting it, it does become beautiful. When you're pulverizing it and turning it into a kind of crumb, it is delicious. When you're using it to thicken a soup, really great, smart. Stuffed mushrooms. So you're using here white mushrooms, ground pork or ground beef, fresh parsley, shallots, fresh garlic, fresh rosemary, an egg, salt, and pepper. And so this gets pulsed up in the food processor, and they go straight into the oven. They're made in a traditional way. Great. Then I said, no, sesame noodles, how are you going to do that? So almond butter instead of the peanut butter. In this case, the toasted sesame oil, which is the key, ume plum vinegar, which is available in any health food store, honey, it's probably available in a supermarket, and sesame seeds. And what are you using for a noodle here?
I'm using kelp noodles. I love kelp noodles. They're low carbohydrate. They're very high in iodine, and they have a really nice texture. And it's the sauce that just makes this dish incredible. I developed this because when I was in college in New York City, my friends and I loved Chinese takeout, and we always got sesame noodles.
I have not made this recipe, but this is my next go-to one. And so tell me, what is the kelp flavor like? I mean, does it taste
kelp is just
seaweed or
very
what?
Flavorless. The noodles are more of a vehicle for the sauce, very similar to the Chinese takeout dish. Mm. The noodles don't have a lot of flavor. It's really the sauce that's incredible.
And why are you using almond butter instead of peanut butter?
I have a lot of readers with peanut allergies.
Oh, okay. You
so
can
I'm
use both.
I'm always doing my best as much as I can to avoid top 8 allergens, and peanut is a very severe allergen for a number of my readers. So okay. I use almond butter instead. Almond butter is also higher in protein than peanut butter.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I love it, but I didn't know that. And you also do a pad thai, which is made the way, but you're using spaghetti squash in place.
I love this because it feels like you're eating noodles, but it's all vegetables. So it's just one huge superfood dish, and I just think it's fantastic.
Yeah. We're going to come back a little bit to, there's a simple mustard salmon fillet. Anybody can make this. A chicken gumbo, salmon burgers. Let me jump to some of the, there's a marinated flank steak, an Asian stir fry, and in place of the rice, you're going with, are we doing the cauliflower again? Oh, no, you're using the broccoli in this Asian stir fry.
Yeah, and I serve it over cauliflower rice.
That's right. Now, here we go. Condiments, spreads, and toppings. There's a basil cream sauce, a Caesar dressing, a dill tartar sauce, paleo mayonnaise, roasted garlic, salsa verde, a tangy quote unquote peanut sauce, vegan pesto rustico, very Dijon salad dressing, tahini dressing, cherry berry syrup, coconut whipped cream, and strawberry applesauce. Let me stop on the coconut whipped cream. I haven't made that yet either, but I promise you, this is the next thing I'm going to try. I'm going to try this to make a kind of berries and cream. So explain this recipe.
So basically, Faith, if you've used coconut milk, you'll find if you put it in the refrigerator that it separates and the creamy fat goes to the top and the coconut water goes to the bottom. So if you scoop the coconut cream off the top of a can of coconut milk and you whip it and add some honey and vanilla, and if you'd like to take the sweetening factor up a little bit, you can add stevia too. You basically have a dairy-free whipped cream, and it's just delicious.
How great is that? How great is that? Let's go carry right on to the pies, pastries, and crusts section. I'm not going to stop, although I'm tempted to do, you know, to talk about the strawberry applesauce because it really is good with so many things.
And my children love that one.
And can make a great pan sauce, by the way. A little splash of wine in there is a great thing to then drizzle over chicken, by the way. So pies, pastries, and crusts. We're going to settle on a couple of these, but we have a coconut cream tart, a coconut macadamia tart crust, a peach cherry crisp, strawberry rhubarb crisp with a coconut topping, upside down apple tartlets, can't wait to get to those, and a shallot tart crust. To start with, my favorite, the coconut macadamia tart crust. So this is a raw crust, and as I started eating paleo, which is protein and vegetables and things, the pastries are made from raw ingredients and so delicious. So macadamia nuts, shredded coconut unsweetened, sea salt, coconut oil, just a tablespoon, and some water. And explain how this comes together because it's pretty amazing.
Well, you pulse all the ingredients together in a food processor and you basically then just push the dough into a pan and refrigerate it for half an hour, and you have a tart crust. My children love this tart crust with the coconut cream tart, which uses the meat from fresh young coconuts. It's one of my favorite recipes in the book.
And anyone who makes, say, a ginger snap has made this kind of crust, where you're pressing it into the bottom of the pan. And I don't know. All I can say is eating paleo this way, I dropped 10, 12 pounds. So did my friends at Fine Cooking Magazine. And I don't mean to say that they're endorsing a paleo diet by any stretch. I just know that my metabolism has really loved this. And more to the point, I like the health profile on this. Our metabolism doc, Dr. Yavari, likes it, that we have him on the show a lot. And, you know, the weight came off. So all good. Most important, it's delicious. So there's that tartar. Peach cherry crisp, a strawberry rhubarb crisp with coconut topping. That topping is unsweetened shredded coconut, golden flax meal, coconut flour, sea salt, a little coconut oil, and honey. And that all gets pulsed together. And then it's on top of the fruits, which have arrowroot powder for a little thickness and some freshly squeezed orange juice and the rhubarb and the strawberries. It all gets baked in the oven. The upside down apple tartlets, quickly, you're using Honeycrisp or Braeburn apples, not exactly the season right now, and then the coconut whipped cream. You put these in these cool jars. So 8 wide mouth mason jars go on a baking sheet. The oven is preheated. To make the crust, you're doing the almond flour and the salt in a processor, then adding in the coconut oil. It forms a ball. You put the dough on parchment paper, put it in the freezer for a bit. You make the filling, which is apples, apple juice, lemon juice, arrowroot powder, cinnamon. Toss it. Put this apple mixture in the mason jars, and then on top, you're putting the dough on top of these things. You're baking it in the oven. You're using the coconut whipped cream that you're making, and wow, is that a beautiful thing. The shallot tart crust, all kinds of ice creams, coffee ice cream. We're going to go on. Alana, thank you, Amsterdam. Thank you so much. Paleo Cooking from Alana's Pantry. Thank you so much for your work. I appreciate how much
welcome,
you tested.
Faith.
Congratulations on this being a New York Times bestseller.
Thank you so much, Faith. It's so great to be with you, as always.
So we're going to tell you how to have this book. These recipes are gluten-free, grain-free, and dairy-free. And you will say, that's amazing when you taste these. 1-800-584-2788. It's our thank you gift to you for a $60 one-time contribution to keep the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze and everything you hear on WNPR, our great local shows, Colin McEnroe, John Dankosky. You can do $5 a month if you wish. This is our thank you gift, 1-800-584-2788.
And whether you're interested in this for food allergy relief or better all-around health, this is the way to go. This is the Paleo Cooking from Alana's Pantry. This is a wonderful cookbook and resource for you. So why not go to the phone right now, 1-800-584-2788. Make that contribution to WNPR and support great programs like this. And we will be so pleased to send you this wonderful New York Times best-selling cookbook, 144 pages, beautiful soft cover book with tons of wonderful photographs and so much more. It's going to give you all the tools you need to get started on this new diet, this new way of living, and you're going to feel good about it and do something good for your community as well by supporting public radio. So join us right now.
Lee, the ice creams in this book.
Yes.
I have an ice cream maker at home, and I will, you know, make. I've started eating this paleo way months ago and loved it, and thought, well, okay, ice cream's out. That's dairy. And this book comes out, and I'm thinking, oh my God, look at this. There's a coffee ice cream, a mint chip ice cream, a so-called peanut butter ice cream,
cookie
chocolate
dough
sorbet.
Ice cream.
Yeah, Lee. And these are all done with coconut milk and coconut oil and natural sweeteners. And so really great on the metabolism, great on people who can't have, you know, dairy for whatever reason, or if you just don't want to and you health issues. Paleo Cooking from Alana's Pantry, 1-800-584-2788. There are people who care about public radio sitting by the phone waiting for your call. Would love to send this as our thank you gift for your contribution to keep everything you hear on WNPR right coming your way.
And you know what else I love about this book is at the very beginning it has the Paleo Pantry. And she goes through just, you know, if you're thinking about this, just getting started is sometimes the hardest thing. And she has all the things you're going to need: almond flour, coconut flour, chia seeds, just a great sort of ingredients list explaining them, as well as the sort of cooking tools you're going to need, the food processor, a high-powered blender, certain types of pans you're going to have. And so it really gets you started in the best way. It's such a simple thing to do. It's easy to understand. There's not many ingredients in each one of these recipes. So no matter what level cook you feel you are, whether you're a novice, whether you're experienced, this is a great way to get started. And it's such a good thing for yourself, for your family. As we've been talking about, a lot of people do it for allergy reasons, but maybe it's just for health, just for doing something a little different, a little better for you. And maybe you have one of those constitutions that just does not agree with grain and gluten, and this is going to make you feel so much better. So please, $5 a month as an ongoing monthly donor, $60, we will put this book in your hands and you're going to get started and feel great about it. The number to call, 1-800-584-2788.
In the breakfast section alone, bagels, apricot muffins, nut-free bran muffins, paleo pancakes, crepes, blueberry coffee cakes, cinnamon French toast, cran apple power bars, hot cereal, super spiced granola, breakfast sausage, strawberry power, pina colada, all paleo eating, gluten-free, grain-free, dairy-free. It has to be delicious as far as I'm concerned. In addition to these other wonderful qualities, health and metabolism and, you know, the weight falling off and not feeling hungry. I just eat until I don't want to eat anymore, and it's great. So paleo cooking from Alana Amsterdam, and we'd be happy to send it to you, to someone you love, as a thank you gift. 1-800-584-2788, and thank you.